Good morning, it's 6:19, and with sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball, the American League earned its 8th consecutive All-Star Game victory last night. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Mike Zunino hit solo homers, and Xander Bogaerts had 2 of the American League's 9 hits in a 5-2 victory over the National League. Guerrero Jr. was named the MVP of the match. He's the youngest All-Star MVP at 22 and the first to come from the Blue Jays. Before the game, Commissioner Rob Manfred hinted there may be changes coming to the sport. Manfred says banning or limiting defensive shifts would be an effort to restore baseball to how it was played before offense was suffocated by analytics. He also said 7-inning doubleheaders and starting extra innings with runners on second base will likely be dropped after the season. Extending the designated hitter to the National League could be possible. In basketball last night, Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal each scored 17 points as the U.S. Olympic men's team took down Argentina in Las Vegas, 108-80. And it turns out Kawhi Leonard's knee injury was a lot more serious than the Clippers originally announced. Leonard has had surgery to repair a partial tear of his right ACL. He first got hurt in Game 4 of the Clippers' second-round playoff series against the Jazz. At the time, the team called it a knee sprain, and Leonard remained out for the rest of the postseason. Los Angeles fell out in the Western Conference Finals. The Clippers say there is no timetable for his return. In tennis, Roger Federer says he won't participate in the Tokyo Olympics after having a setback with his knee. And the White House says Joe Biden will attend the opening ceremony, even as Tokyo has entered a new state of emergency over a rise in COVID-19 cases. President Biden isn't going, and that's a shift from the last time she attended in 2010, when she and her husband led the U.S. delegation to the Winter Games in Vancouver, Canada. I'm Jesse King.